Good. So welcome back. Now you have this extra material, which is taken from the book Grammar and Vocabulary for First Certificate, Unit 13 C, pages 236 and 237, and the topic linking words and phrases. So here we have the linking words that we have already dealt with, in our textbook, but we are going to get or introduce also some other linking words that have similar meaning, or we use them for the contrast. Let's have a look at the example sentences. And as I said, the linking words are important for the reader or listener to understand, and therefore they are important for you as writers, not only of the essay or the writing section, the writing part of the exam. But it is necessary to know these. So, as I said, let's read the examples. Jack works very hard, but he doesn't have a lot of money. Although Jack works very hard, he doesn't have a lot of money. Though Jack works very hard, he doesn't have a lot of money. Even though Jack works very hard, he doesn't have a lot of money. And now, in spite of, or despite working hard, Jack doesn't have a lot of money. I'm going to stop here because although, though, even though, and then in spite of or despite all mean the same. They express contrast, but there is one crucial difference between these two groups. Although, though, even though, that we already know from the textbook, and then these two, in spite of and despite. The crucial difference is if we look again at the examples. Although Jack works very hard, what is it that follows although, or even though, or though? Jack works very hard. Think about it. Have you got the answer? What is it? Jack works very hard. It is a clause. There is subject, check, verb, works, and then the rest of the clause, very hard. Although, even though, and though are conjunctions. They connect two clauses within one sentence. And in spite of, despite working hard, what is this? Working hard. It's an ING form, but what is an ING form here from the point of view of the grammar? It is a noun. And what can follow? What can follow? Or after what a noun follows, in spite of and despite are prepositions. Which is a crucial difference. Yeah, so these two different structures, same meaning but different structures. So if I translate this into Czech, and now I'm sorry to all the foreign speaking students, but the Czech translation is ačkoliv, although, though, even though, ačkoliv Czech pracuje velmi tvrdě, in spite of, despite, odpovídá něčemu jako navzdory. Navzdory tvrdé práci nebo pracování těžce. Because, in spite of and despite, as I said, are prepositions. So we could change working hard into in spite of, despite hard work. Yeah, it's a perfect noun. Or you can always help yourselves with the fact. In spite of the fact that Jack works very hard, he doesn't have a lot of money. And also note, or like I'd like to point out that in spite of is made of, or this preposition is made of three words, in spite of. However, despite is only one word. I can really tell you that these expressions are very popular with tests, because they mean the same, so they can be used, you know, and also are a bit more difficult when it comes to structures. Yeah, good. Let's go on with the examples. Jack works hard, yet he doesn't have a lot of money. Jack works hard, nevertheless, he doesn't have a lot of money. Jack works hard, however, he doesn't have a lot of money. On the one hand, Jack works hard. On the other, he doesn't have a lot of money. And here we've got again the two we already know. Whereas Jack works very hard, he doesn't have a lot of money. And while Jack works very hard, he doesn't have a lot of money. Again, you compare two ideas. However, it is about contrast, as I said. But it's not so strong as with although and in spite of. Good. What is important here is that, as you can see, nevertheless, however, on the one hand, on the other hand, when we have it within one sentence together with on the one hand at the beginning, they are divided by commas because they do not belong to the message. They again only comment. Okay, nevertheless says what's going to come is in contrast what we said before. Yeah. And another important thing is that nevertheless and however express contrast between two sentences. As you can see, the very first example is Jack works very hard, but he doesn't have a lot of money. It is one sentence. The contrast is within one sentence, therefore we use but. But Jack works hard, full stop. That's the end of one sentence. Nevertheless, comma, he doesn't have a lot of money. Yeah, so with nevertheless, I say, okay, now I'm going to say something that is in contrast what I said in the previous sentence. With however, this is not a very, very lucky example here, but you've got here the semicolon, you know, which actually, it is not as strong as a full stop, which would, you know, really show this is the end of the sentence, but this is the end of one unit. Mm-hmm. So then here you've got quite a nice table where you have although, even though, even is in brackets, as I told you that you do not really need to use it there. And then we've got a clause and a comma. Yeah. And then you have an example. At the bottom of the page, you have some more examples that you can go through. And also, there are some more details which you can go through by yourselves. And then what follows on the following page, 237, are three exercises. So also in the instructions, you are asked to complete these exercises and enter the answers into the final exercise for the online work. Yes. So now you can, you know, go on and work by yourselves, either go through the explanations again or start with the exercises straight away.